This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Waddles. Two children were taken into protective custody during a drug raid at a Racine County home last Friday. Investigators discovered cocaine, marijuana, a handgun, and over $13,000 in cash. Authorities arrested 29-year-old Anthony Ford, who remains in jail on felony charges. The kids received medical evaluations. Ford's preliminary hearing is scheduled for next week. Racine is asking residents to help rename the community center formerly honoring Cesar Chavez. State Representative Angelina Cruz will lead the effort after sexual assault allegations surfaced against Chavez. People can submit name ideas by September 1st. A committee will review those suggestions and then recommend one to the Parks Board and City Council later this fall. Police and prosecutors in Racine and Kenosha can now send evidence to the State Crime Lab again. The new Milwaukee facility is fully operational after temporarily halting work during its move from Wauwatosa. The shared building with the county medical examiner should improve how forensic testing aligns with death investigations and emergency response. Your input could shape how Kenosha grows for decades. The city is rewriting zoning and sign rules that haven't been updated in over 40 years. Residents and business owners can drop in at the Kenosha Innovation Center next Wednesday from 5 to 7. Tomorrow's Racine River Fest features a rubber duck race, a lit-up boat parade, and Root River 5K. The free event also includes a cardboard boat race, food trucks, live music, and a farmer's market. Families can enjoy dining, races, and entertainment showcasing the city's riverfront. The Mount Pleasant Police Department is accepting applications for its 2026 Citizens Police Academy. The 10-week course begins September 8th with classes on Tuesday nights and three Saturday sessions. Participants get hands-on experience with equipment, crime, scene work, and emergency driving drills. Applications are due August 21st. And that's your local news here on WRJN. News anytime on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Dan Haney.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes became the third Democrat to drop out of the race for Wisconsin governor yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez pulled out 2 weeks ago following a campaign finance controversy, while former State Economic Development Chief Missy Hughes ended her candidacy in June. Following Rodriguez's exit, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley re-entered the gubernatorial contest, backed by Governor Tony Evers. These political shifts are happening as nearly 130,000 have already submitted their absentee ballots. On Wednesday, a judicial ruling dismissed a Democratic-backed legal challenge that aimed to permit voters to recast ballots they had previously filed. Governor Tony Evers activated the Wisconsin National Guard to support tornado victims just hours after touring the damage in Menasha yesterday. Evers said activating the National Guard will ensure every available resource is deployed quickly and effectively to support cleanup, restore essential services, and keep people safe while recovery efforts continue. According to the governor's office, National Guard members will assist with debris removal, traffic and safety support, wellness checks, and other services as requested by Winnebago County officials. The governor hasn't yet said how many troops will be deployed to the area or when they'll arrive. Officials say no fatalities still have been reported, but widespread damage has left many neighborhoods without electricity and under boil water orders. Fleet Farm is launching a food drive to help out those hit by the tornadoes. Community members can drop off non-perishable food items at two collection sites at Fleet Farms in Appleton. Donation bins will be near the front entrance of Fleet Farm on Wisconsin Avenue and the Fleet Farm Support Center on Memorial Drive. Organizers say they're looking for things like canned vegetables, fruit and soup, peanut butter pasta, cereal, and granola bars or snacks. A former Packers fan favorite player is revealing a terminal disease diagnosis. Former Green Bay Packers running back Amon Green told the Go Long with Tyler Dunn podcast that he's living with Parkinson's disease. The 49-year-old says he was diagnosed over a year ago, but is ahead of most symptoms through medication and a proper diet. He's the second ex-NFL running back to announce a long-term diagnosis this month after former Tennessee Titan Chris Johnson went public with his battle against ALS. Madison's independent police monitor says she doesn't yet have all the evidence from the Madison Police Department, but she has already begun her investigation into the police-involved shooting death of Corey Ruiz. The monitor says she's still waiting for the names and the incident reports from the officers involved, as well as dash cam footage. No body camera footage exists because most Madison officers are not equipped with cameras. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation are announcing that 101 communities across the state will receive $30 million through the local Small Structures Improvement Program. The funds are set to repair or replace aging culverts and small bridge structures on local roads across Wisconsin. In a statement, Evers said, "These investments are making a difference for communities that otherwise would not have received any funding." Stoughton's City Council has voted to end its contract with Flock Safety following months of public opposition over privacy concerns. The city signed the two-year, $25,000 surveillance camera agreement just 7 months ago, but will now pay a $12,500 buyout fee and remove the cameras. Police officials say the cameras were intended only as a public safety tool. Stoughton now becomes the seventh entity in Dane County to end or to not renew its contract with Flock Safety. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Will the Brewers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball's trade deadline is Monday. Will the Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, make a trade like they did in 2008 for pitcher CC Sabathia? Brewers reporter Adam McKelvey.
It is a time of year where the selling teams rely on emotion. Matt Arnold is in a position where the league knows he wants to add to this club. They have the best farm system in baseball, so they have the pieces to add. You know, they take it down to the very end. This is your August 3rd at 5 p.m. Central, and they try to get a GM to make an emotional decision. It doesn't always work, but then when it does work, it's the summer of CC Sabathia.
The Brewers in Anaheim tonight against the Angels. NFL, Packers tight end Luke Musgrave on the physical unable to perform list after suffering a neck injury.
Yeah, he was just doing a basic individual drill and felt something, and we're just hoping that it'll subside.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower here this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, cloudy with showers in the evening, then just cloudy after midnight, low in the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.